in the drawers where she kept her clothes. I could smell the food rotting in the guttering from my window. Did not need to look out to know what was there. Donuts squashed to jam explosions, browning avocados, a slick stream of leafy raspberry ripple. Katie would rap her knuckles on our conjoining walls, so I could go and hear how she refused biscuits, made clever excuses for missing lunch. At dinner, she would kick me under the table, so I could observe the ease with which she would appear to be eating. She'd perfected it, talking a lot, chopping everything on a plate once, putting down her knife and fork to talk more, and then chopping everything again and raising up a full fork and putting it down to say something else. Her movements were swift and jerking. In her bedroom after dinner, I watched her scooping food out of the pockets of her blazer, dropping it into the guttering. In a way she'd never done when I tailed her to netball practice or balanced on the edge of a sofa while she and her friends watched films. She included me in this. Her starving.